This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Live Saturday edition of the show. You dial toll free. Join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian
and Mark.
And as we give you an update here, the price of Bitcoin when we started the show was about, I think, 2016 or something like that. It's now over 2030, according to BitcoinAverage.com. So had you bought some Bitcoin at the beginning of the show and sold it right now, you'd have made a little bit of money on it. It's just an amazing rise. It's just been continuing for weeks. Overall, $20.35 right now per Bitcoin, according to BitcoinAverage.com. And we can talk more about that anytime, but you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Earlier in the show, we were discussing the orders to the military to annihilate ISIS in Syria. You're still welcome to comment on that. We barely got into that story, but I think we hit the important points that needed to be hit ultimately, rather than listening to a bunch of politicians bloviate about killing people. So let's go into something a little bit lighter. While it's still a serious issue, the war on drugs is ongoing. You know, people who are innocent, peaceful people have and continue to be put into jail cells and prison cells for possession or selling of plants, flowers, chemicals, things like that. And we find ourselves here in 2017. In the 21st century, well within to the 21st century at this point, where this insanity of this war on drugs is still going on. And it is just brutally difficult to even get marijuana, the arguably most benign of intoxicating substances out there. No doubt. I mean, almost no one would be able to say that even alcohol, a legal substance, is more dangerous than they wouldn't say that alcohol isn't more dangerous. Alcohol is definitely more dangerous than marijuana.
If you talk to drug prohibitionists, the first thing they would tell you regarding that is that if we discovered alcohol today, we would make it illegal.
Yeah, they tried that.
Some excuse.
Well, they tried that before, and it didn't work. And it's not working now with marijuana. It's incredibly popular. Millions of Americans on a daily basis are using it. And indeed, it has been acknowledged as much in several states. What, 8 states now, I believe, have legal cannabis. Not all 8 of them have yet implemented fully their legal and regulated programs, but Maine and California and Massachusetts just came on board, and what was it, Nevada, I think also, in the most recent election. Prior to that, it was Colorado and Washington State, and then Alaska and Washington, D.C.
Alaska again. They had decriminalized previously.
Well, this is legalization.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's different. Alaska did decriminalize previously, as did Maine, as did many states. And many states have decriminalized cannabis. In fact, New Hampshire is about to decriminalize cannabis as well. The governor has pledged to sign a bill that has now passed the Senate for the very first time ever with a 74% solid vote in favor of cannabis decriminalization.
So that's because America's ready for this. They're sick and tired
absolutely.
Of the nonsense.
We're starting to see that sea change, and unfortunately at the national level, the federal government hasn't rolled back crap. They haven't done anything besides continue to relegate threats, deliver threats toward the various different cannabis medical facilities out there, sometimes even continuing to raid them and to threaten them. So they have been anything but helpful throughout the George Bush and Barack Obama administrations, and now we have Jeff Sessions. According to PersonalLiberty.com, as Attorney General Jeff Sessions continues his crusade to bring back the worst aspects of the failed war on drugs, country music superstar Willie Nelson has a little advice for the nation's top cop. Nelson, during a question-and-answer interview with Rolling Stone, said Sessions would probably realize he's exaggerating when he claims that marijuana is, quote, only slightly less awful, unquote, than heroin, if he had actually tried both drugs.
Jeff Sessions said this.
Yeah. That's been the official state. I mean, the official position of the government. I mean, that's a move away from the official government position, which is that heroin and marijuana are the exact same thing. They are, you know, category one or class. What is it? Class one. Anyway, category one prohibited status drugs, and they are treated exactly the same way legally. If you possess cannabis versus you possess heroin, you're going to be charged just as severely. They treat them as though they are the same level of deadliness, as though they are the same level of addictiveness.
That's probably where you get this information from. It's really just ludicrous that you have these, and I don't know how old Jeff
Sessions
is, but call them 70-year-olds, yeah. These septuagenarians telling us all how we're going to have to live our lives. I mean, the world's changing around you, Jeffy, and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, look at him.
Well,
he's just befuddled by it. You can read his quotes in the news. He's like, I'm really surprised Americans are so upset about my stance on marijuana. Well, maybe you should change it. You're supposed to represent
people. Try listening
people.
To people. Try listening to people. The people in your family. I mean, I guarantee you Jeff Sessions has people in his own family, probably in the very office that he works as well, coworkers, who are regular users of cannabis. Yeah, that's right. I said cops use cannabis, too. It's true. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're going to get more into what does Willie Nelson have to say to Jeff Sessions. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. But first, Marcia is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening to Kiva. Hello, Marcia.
Hi, Ian.
It's Ian.
I wanted to take you back a couple of years to the worst raid, I thought, by FBI and the government. That's Waco, Texas, with the Branch Davidians.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
I think it was the worst one. I mean, if you can tell me another one, ATF, I mean, they burned the whole compound down with children in it. And I believe they used to see David Koresh walking around in the town.
They did.
So they could have.
He used to go on a regular jog, too. You could, like, supposedly, you could set your watch by his exercising habits. So if you wanted David Koresh, all you had to do was have him post up in the woods around there. You didn't have to make this huge deal about how you had taken down the religious nuts.
Yeah, I remember when that happened. What was it, 94, when the Waco raid?
No, it was 93. It was 93. In February 1993. Clinton, I believe, was president then.
Yep. Janet Reno.
Yep. And I saw on television the compound burning with women and children in it. I think there were 75 people that got killed besides the FBI agents. But to me, you know, I mean, the other ones are horrible too, but to me this was the biggest travesty.
I agree. It may be the worst. I think you might be right with that claim. At least in America, it's an absolutely terrifying thing what the federal government did, surrounding that place, keeping them awake, and then ultimately, you know, sending men with guns in there and burning the place down.
There were probably some things that happened in Indian reservations in the late 19th.
Okay, good point.
19th century.
Let's say within our lifetimes.
Within my lifetimes, I'll give that.
All right. I mean, to me, that was the. I don't know. You know, others can come up that are worse, but to me, that was the worst in there because I think they could have had a better way and taken him out before, but. They did it like that, and that was terrible.
Did you just want to call and flash back to that, or was there more that you wanted to share?
No, I guess I just wanted to call and, okay, I'll say about marijuana and heroin.
Okay. Yeah.
One has nothing to do. I mean, I know people that have jobs all the time when I lived in New York and here and always smoked on the lunch hour. Mm-hmm. And marijuana had good jobs. And, I mean, heroin, I knew people, they OD'd from it. And not only did they OD, I mean, if they did the wrong thing with the drug dealer would kill them. So I don't know this comparison. To me, it's like comparing pablum to filet mignon. Is that good? I made you laugh.
That's great. Thank you, Marcia. Yeah, thank you. You really brought us up from the Waco talk. I appreciate it. Thank you. Good call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Yeah, great point. I mean, everybody you know from, you know, the past who smoked marijuana, unless they died from some other circumstance, like, you know, a random heart attack or old age or something, they're still here. They're still kicking. Most people who've had addictions to heroin, unless they beat it real fast, they're likely not with us anymore.
Yeah, I think people would claim that marijuana kills drive and, sort of the loser scenario.
That's false. There are losers who smoke marijuana, and guess what? It doesn't make them winners. But there are also people who are winners who smoke marijuana. Remember that Olympic medalist? The swimmer guy?
Yeah.
Michael, what was it, Phelps?
Yeah.
What's his name? 855-450 Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you may dial to toll-free here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Live Saturday edition with Ian.
And Mark.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast. And I've tried it, so it's true. They're a lot faster than Bitcoin. And they can even be confirmed instantly, if you like. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why.
As yeah, it's doing real good right now. I'm looking at the
over 100 bucks, right?
Yeah,
per Dash.
And rising, yeah.
Let's go to Ronald. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Ronald.
How you doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Sorry.
And when it was over Vietnam and everything, they chose give us a choice between drinking booze or smoking marijuana.
They gave
who gave you the choice?
The government did.
Okay.
They actually wanted you to smoke marijuana as an option?
I smoke marijuana because marijuana really doesn't make you high. It relaxes you. Now, booze, in other words, you lose all worth of compensation or anything. You can't see what's around you or anything a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
And, at least us that didn't do that, that came back. Some of the ones that did, if they did drinking, they didn't come back at all.
Yeah, it seems like drinking in a firefight's a bad idea.
I wouldn't say that marijuana doesn't get you high. I mean, the THC is a psychoactive, mild psychedelic ingredient, and it's the active one in cannabis. And certainly it affects different people in different ways, but you will never lose your faculties when you get stoned on cannabis. You're always able to carry on a conversation for the most part. I mean, there may be very few people in the world who, they get what they call couch lock, and they don't want to go anywhere or talk to anyone. But for the most part, 99% of the people I've ever encountered with cannabis are social, able to interact with other human beings, and able to take care of themselves. Unlike somebody, if you put enough alcohol into somebody, they're going to need a few people to take care of them, lift them up, carry them places, make sure they don't pee all over the place, and all kinds of stuff.
And the same thing about it is, the stuff they're bringing over from Mexico is laced with other stuff, which is causing people to get higher than what they should.
That is very unlikely, Ronald. I mean, I've known people in the business of cannabis distribution before, and I've seen plenty of Mexican weed in my day. Let me tell you, that is not true at all, weed is being laced. It's very unlikely.
Pesticides, maybe?
Pesticides, okay, maybe.
That can't be good for you.
There's mold sometimes that grows on marijuana. That's not necessarily good to smoke.
I wouldn't want to set mold or pesticides on fire and inhale it.
No doubt about it. I'm just saying, as far as lacing things is concerned, that would basically increase the cost of the product. So there's not really a reason in the industry to do something like that. If I don't know what cocaine costs, but it's more expensive, per gram or whatever than marijuana is. And so, putting cocaine or PCP or something like that into a bag of marijuana is not only time consuming, but also increases the cost of the product. And, even though it's the black market, it is still competitive. You do still have some level of competition in the black market, and you don't want to necessarily drive costs up. Go ahead.
Well, at the VA hospital, they took us off of oxycodone, but they won't allow us to use marijuana on our own.
Yeah, it's tragic because it can help so many people. Stupid. It really is a miracle drug.
Well,
how unfortunate.
If you've got glaucoma, if you've got, a lot of different, if you've got cancer, a lot of different things that can help.
It's absolutely true. And, Ronald, maybe someday the VA and the federal government will see the light after enough doctors are shouting in their face is apparently what it's going to take. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Or all 50 states flipping and you know, finally legalizing and decriminalizing it.
It is interesting that the states that flipped first did it through sort of a voter referendum as opposed
That's
to
right.
the legislator. I mean, you know, the legislators don't care about representing you, and this is just more evidence.
There still has yet to be a state to legalize it through the legislature.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Vermont, I believe, has something on the governor's desk, so Vermont may be the first state to do that. That's what I've heard.
Would be the first state that I would guess to do that. Yeah,
I haven't done the research myself on that. So if you're following it more closely than me, if you're in Vermont or you're just watching from the outside, let us know. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
We've seen multiple times in California where the local police will work with the DEA to sort of go after, what do they call these marijuana businesses, dispensaries. And
it doesn't happen so much anymore, but it can still happen. Yeah, it can still happen. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Let's go to the phones and actually to Skype, where Alex is on the line, I believe, in Florida. Alex, are you with us?
Yes. So earlier, you were talking about Waco with that lady. I just wanted to say that I've read in the past into the Utah War between the federal government and the Mormons, and there was examples where, you know, very, very big Mormon churches were burnt down with people inside of them. More than 70 people were. Yeah, and then when they would try to escape the flames, they would open fire on them. So I think technically those would have been more loss of innocent lives.
Yeah, there weren't cameras on them 24 hours a day.
It won't have the same impact because of
these sorts of things. And as history, Genghis Khan killed far more people than Adolf Hitler could have ever imagined. But people are just sort of interested in Mongols being able to ride horses and shoot bow and arrow at the same time. Yeah, you know, as we get farther and farther, things get less and less gruesome. You know, there's no one alive today that can really speak to these tragedies that occurred to Mormons, but they are rather insular people, and they are prepared for catastrophes, and I like that about them.
Yeah, they all read the history of their people, and that's why they tend to be resistant to, or at least skeptical of the federal government. The other thing I wanted to bring up was the whole anti-marijuana law. It's just counter, you know, if you hold the principles of like nationalism or, you know, just in general, like conservatism, holding up this retarded drug war as a policy that you want to continue to do kind of it hurts the things that you would actually care about, like immigration, like social conservatism and other things. It's actually discrediting and wasting resources.
It's relatively easy to pop the rivets on people's anti-marijuana conversations. There's just not much to them other than sort of the claim that, you know, it slows people down.
Thanks, Nick, for the call. Or, Alex, thanks. Nick's
coming
up.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. So Skype on in here at username LRN.FM. Whether it's marijuana, and we haven't yet even gotten to Willie Nelson's comments for Attorney General Jeff Sessions here. We're going to do that. Or maybe it's the war that apparently Trump is going to be escalating out in Syria. You can comment on anything you want here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I want to tell you about Whole Food Multi-Complete. This is a supplement that I've been taking for about 6 months, and it has been really amazing. Now, many supplements you take, nothing happens. You take them sort of on faith because this is what you're supposed to do, especially if you're getting one of those multivitamins at the store. You know, you're paying $3, $5, $7, $8, $10 for it or whatever. You're getting a bottle of 100. They're synthetic and these sorts of things. And nothing changes. You just take them because you're supposed to take them. Well, Whole Food Multi-Complete is a multi, but it's not a multivitamin because it contains all kinds of other things, including vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, bone supplements. And for me, like, I was really sort of surprised initially. It helped my digestion, which is a nice way to say that the probiotic really sort of straightened things out in there, and that's a good thing.
That's a nice way to say you pooped better.
Yeah, it is, and I did. And beyond that, I was really surprised. I lost about 14 pounds, and I didn't know why. Then I saw a movie like The Gut's Your Second Brain, and I realized, oh, it's the multi that I've been taking that just caused me to lose some weight. Now, for me, probably 25 pounds overweight and losing 14 pounds. Yes, yes, that was great. Right. And it's a really good thing. So I'm going to continue to take this even when and if they stop advertising. Everything in life comes to an end at some point, right? But I think that Whole Food Multi-Complete is a great supplement. And you can head on over right now to simplifymysupplements.com. And if you use coupon code FTL, that's FTLs in Free Talk Live, you'll get 30% off your first order. Now, that is basically cost for them for this supplement. So they're letting you try it for them. You know, they're taking all the risk. Whole Food Multi-Complete, they do have a guarantee. It's 7 products in one. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL. Orders of $60 or more do get free shipping, and you can use Bitcoin. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Nick is in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I suffer from some serious chronic back pain with my hip. I have one defective hip implant. But I can tell you that, you know, in the 70s and into the 80s, I was a regular pot smoker, and that stuff that they have out there today, I'm telling you, it's probably, they have like regular plus and then super high test. Mm-hmm. And if there was some kind of way where, like, what you need to regulate your pain, because I'm going to give you an example, like in 2008, I was at a barbecue. And I needed to take my pain medication, which was an opiate, right? And somebody said, here, try this, man. And I took three drags off of this marijuana cigarette. And I'm going to tell you what, not only did it take my pain away, but it pushed me back in my seat to the point where I was just like there looking at everybody else, and I couldn't even pick up my bottle of spring water off the table.
Well, okay, so I agree with you. You know, I think that that's absolutely true, that marijuana, they're getting better at growing.
It's a miracle drug.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, it's getting stronger, and he's claiming it's getting stronger, and I think that that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
You know, it's stronger than it used to be. But
that means you need less of it.
That's true. That means that you're, you know, inhaling combusted plant material has never been claimed by, and hasn't been claimed by too many physicians as being good for you. So
yep.
If you're inhaling less, then that's a good thing. Plus, there are options like vaporizing, edibles. These sorts of things.
Yep.
And once you can get dosage down,
it's legal to use, you can get the dosage down. That you can understand what you're buying. You know exactly which strains are available.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly how much of it you're getting. You even know what the percentage of THC is in those strains. You know if it's an indica or a sativa. You know if it's a hybrid. You know the exact history of where the plant came from, as compared to the black market, where it's weed. You know, you don't know what it is most of the time.
And I think the true advantage, sir, over the medical perspective to take the pain away is because, let's just say, I don't have any marijuana like drops or something to take the pain away.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount that I take, I can function and drive my car, right? But if I don't have the opiate, I'm a mess. You can't control your bowels. You're going through withdrawal so bad that you can't imagine.
Yeah, well, it's heroin withdrawal. I mean, it's the equivalent of heroin withdrawal, and I've seen that happen before, and it is a scary thing.
And I believe what's holding us back here in New Jersey to have it legalized beyond for medicinal purposes is so that they can test you while you're driving your vehicle so that they consider what's under the influence where they can get you the DWI.
Yeah, so that may be a factor.
Both ways.
Plus, it's also just, you know, slow going to try to change the system. And Jersey's, what, the 46th least free state or something like that, or 47th or somewhere in that range. So things
are
not good.
That's a concern nationwide is the police can't figure out who's intoxicated and who isn't.
Well, because usually a drug test will show you cannabis residue or whatever you call it, the remnants of it in your bloodstream up to 3, maybe even 4 weeks after you use it. Even though you're not high anymore, your driving ability would not be affected. But it could trip a drug test. Thank you, Nick, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Here's the point that I'd like to make. So Colorado's had legalized marijuana for how long now? Year, 2 years?
I think they did it in 2012, was it?
Okay. So how many people are smoking marijuana now that weren't smoking it before it became legal?
Very few.
Right, and that's what my guess is that there's probably some people who tried it because it was legal and stuck around or whatever.
The only reason why there's an increase in marijuana use in Colorado is because people are coming in from the states surrounding it from around the country.
That's absolutely
marijuana tourism.
So if approximately the same amount of people are smoking marijuana, because I would smoke as much marijuana today as I would if it was legal or illegal, which is to say, I'm not interested in smoking marijuana.
Pretty much no.
Yeah, and
you.
Yeah. The
me, yes.
Yes, you have smoked marijuana before. And
and I will again. I'm a medical patient now.
So in this in state X where it's illegal and state Y where it is legal, we're worried about people driving under the influence in state Y because it is legal. What about state X because just as many people or
are
nearly
driving.
As many people are smoking it as they are in state Y? This is a stupid argument for the legalization of marijuana. Your laws aren't stopping people from smoking it. Therefore, your laws aren't stopping people from driving on it.
That's
what
true.
We need to do is we need to train police officers to look for reckless drivers. Oh, my God, we already do that. Ha! We probably have all the policing tools we need to handle people who are intoxicated and driving erratically on the road.
Yep. I mean, because the fact is people who smoke cannabis or consume it in some other way and drive are relatively common. Relatively common. I don't know how common, but I've known a lot of people in my life who've done it.
I've seen studies that show that that people who smoke marijuana and drive are marginally
pretty safe.
Pretty close to people who don't smoke marijuana and drive. It's just the roads are full of bad drivers out there.
Yep, that's true. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The marijuana user is more likely to know that they are intoxicated and therefore compensate properly for it, unlike the drunk. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so you can Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, and then hopefully we can share Willie Nelson's thoughts on Jeff Sessions. That Jeff Sessions is the new attorney general under the Trump administration who is saying he's going to ramp up the war on drugs, but it seems like the Congress didn't send money to fund the war on marijuana. At least that's what I think we reported on a headline about that recently. So maybe we're going to get lucky here and at the very least not see an escalation of the war on marijuana. Whether the rest of the drugs really end up being escalated or not is another question. Because it's harder to catch the other drugs. They don't smell quite like marijuana.
They're not as bulky. They're not as stinky.
Yeah. Let's go to Sarah, though. She's in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes. I just want to mention, when they were getting signatures to ban smoking in Manhattan, New York, did you know the smokers used to throw hot coffee at them as they were smoking and eating in the restaurants?
At who?
At the petitioners. They were so offended that they would ask them to. So they would go up to somebody that was a smoker, and they would collect signatures at restaurants. They would get so angry they would splash them with hot coffee.
Now you make it sound like this was happening on a regular basis. Did this just happen one time, and you're making it seem like it was, you know, a little bigger than it actually was?
Well, you know what? I just heard it. I don't know how many times, but it did happen. I heard it from a New Yorker that moved out here that used to live in New York.
Do you think it's appropriate to ask people to sign your petition while they're sitting at a restaurant enjoying a meal?
Well, I mean, they allowed it. I mean, the thing is, city must have allowed it, or they would. Why would they be inside a restaurant while they were eating unless it was permitted?
Maybe they're pushing.
But they would ask the owner.
Hold on, you're saying that it was the petitioner who was eating, or the smoker who was eating? I wasn't clear on how you were telling that story.
Well, the person that was eating. Okay, and then I guess the person that was asking, that was kept collecting the signatures, they got splashed with a coffee.
I see. Okay, I totally misunderstood. I thought the roles were reversed. But either way, it's obviously inappropriate to throw coffee on somebody. So there's no defending that particular action. But as you pointed out...
politics is a threat. I mean, like, ultimately, so if somebody reacts with violence to a threat, we don't generally give them a problem.
It's understandable.
But people think that politics isn't a threat. They act like it's not. But if you're out looking for petition signatures that say that a person can't smoke, and I don't know where it is in this particular instance, but let's say that a person can't allow smoking in their restaurant, then you're essentially threatening that person, because ultimately people with guns will come and enforce that view. So, I mean, I'm not supporting it. I don't for a second, but
you can understand it.
Unsurprised when humans react in a violent fashion when threatened.
Mentioned to you, Mark, that, you know, this smoking is not popular now. It just is. This kind of stuff, it just never is. Just look at how hard you guys work to get the show on. It's a lot of work. You guys sacrifice your whole life for your cause, libertarianism. And I put a lot of effort, a lot of the anti-smoking people, we sacrificed getting splashed with hot coffee. And
yeah,
hot,
but the difference between you and us, Sarah, is that you believe in using the force of the state against peaceful people to mold them in the way that you want, and we are completely against that. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The libertarian position as a non-aggression principle followers, people who don't think it's okay to use aggressive force to achieve our political or social goals, we may believe that smoking is a bad and dangerous habit, and that, you know, children shouldn't do it, and that it's generally bad for anybody who does it. But the way that a libertarian would approach that situation is to try to persuade the people, to try to, and not while they're eating, you know, at a restaurant, but, you know, in some other appropriate venue where you have the ability to persuade someone, maybe in a coffee, you know, a conversation at a party, or, you know, some sort of meeting group, or, you know, wherever it is you meet and talk to people in an appropriate place, that you would then persuade that person in that case. Now, it may be pushy, it may be wrong, but at the very least, you're not using the threat of the state in order to do that. It may be antisocial in some ways to do it in certain ways, but at the very least, you're not threatening that person.
Vegans have managed to get a lot of attraction basically by doing just this.
By persuading?
Yeah, talking about what they think is important. And
some people find that annoying, and that's fine. It's okay to be annoying.
There's jokes about it.
It's okay to be annoying. It's not okay to threaten someone. That's the difference between a libertarian and Sarah. People like Sarah.
Well, I was thinking about the Fermi paradox. I was mowing the lawn today.
The what paradox?
The Fermi paradox.
Spell that.
F-E-R-M-I.
I've never heard of this.
The Fermi paradox is the concern that there are no aliens that are visiting us.
There's a concern about that?
Well, I mean, why aren't there aliens visiting us, Ian?
Well, there may or may not be. I don't know.
Let's presume that there are not. Why aren't they there?
I don't know. Maybe we're boring.
When a species becomes significantly intelligent enough, they kill themselves shortly thereafter. You know, on this timeline...
You're suggesting the aliens have killed themselves?
Right. That's what one of the suggestions is with the Fermi paradox, is why don't we see aliens, is that maybe we do have the technology to kill ourselves as a species, do we not?
Okay.
Does it exist?
Nuclear weapons.
Okay. I mean, it exists. And presumably, as time goes by, we will develop more technologies for eliminating ourselves. And then maybe we'll, elect a completely socially irresponsible, man-child to watch over these weapons, and we all die. I don't know. Possibility exists, right? Like, this could happen in some fantastic, weird universe.
But of the billions of potential, you know, worlds out there, the odds are that it hasn't happened all the time, even if that has happened.
I'm just saying that it is one of the suggestions as to why we don't see aliens visiting us on a regular basis.
Or they've got an Inviso ray and you can't see them.
Right. Oh, that's another possibility, is they are here. Right? They're walking among us. They're transformed.
Or they're lizard
us.
People who are...
They have a blind. Whatever it is, I don't know. But one of the concerns is this other thing. And what I was thinking today is unless we can put this violence that we accept on a daily basis, and that's what these smoking bans are, is the violence we accept because it's convenient to accept it. If I can't open a bar and let people smoke in my bar and hire people who want to work at a place where people smoke because smokers tip better, so I'm told, then I'm not free to do that because there are people willing to enact violence upon me. And that's kind of the problem here. And if you justify this violence because it's violence you like, then you're justifying violence as a way to control people. And then that's how we go. That's how we get into this Fermi paradox in the first place. Is it's very likely that this primate that we know as Homo sapien that has managed to build these incredible technologies, including nuclear weapons. You know, and it spends a great deal of its time killing each other,
yep.
Controlling each other, wresting wealth from each other, under the guise of the state and without it, that this creature simply cannot handle super light travel.
Yeah, no, I
and
see what you're saying. They don't
kill
get to that
itself
level.
Before it
right.
can.
Okay.
And unless right. the greatest among us, and that's you who I'm talking to right now, listener, you are the greatest among us. Unless the greatest among us can bring it up in their soul to say, you know what? Violence might not be a good way to solve these problems. Mm-hmm. Maybe that crazy guy over there could be convinced rather than being threatened.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't like smoke in bars any more than anybody else, or smoke in restaurants. I find it disgusting. But I lived here in Keene, New Hampshire, and down in Sarasota, Florida, and I went to bars that were both smoking and non-smoking back when we had those options.
Choices.
It's strange that there were options, right?
Wow,
but what these people wanted to do was take those options away.
They did.
And the reason these bars don't have smoking, is it because we suggested it? It's because we use the power and the force of the state. And you won't deny that there's a man with a gun or a woman with a gun that will come in there, and they will ultimately use that gun to enforce their power, because that's what government is. Government power comes from the barrel of a gun.
That's what Chairman Mao said.
Well, it's the truth. I don't care what stinking commie said it. They're all as far as I'm concerned, anybody who supports the use of the state is a socialist, and they can't argue against it.
You nailed it. All right, so we're back tomorrow night. If you didn't get your chance to get your thoughts in, that's okay. We got a live Sunday edition. You can talk about anything you want to discuss. In the meantime, don't forget to amp the show, and thanks to everybody who did amp this week. We'll recap more of that tomorrow night, amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.